From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. 1 year ago, the city of Sacramento signed a first-of-its-kind lease for those experiencing homelessness. They created a self-governing site called Camp Resolution in North Sacramento. But for the past 6 months, the encampment has been at risk of closure. Most recently, the city is considering shutting the property down, sparking fears of eviction for the roughly 50 camp residents who call the site home. Yesterday, Camp Resolution residents and supporters took to the streets. They marched to City Hall to make their voices heard.
No housing, no peace!
No housing, no peace! No housing, no peace! No housing, no peace!
CAP Radio homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols provides the latest on this saga and the future for Camp Resolution. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Vicky, it's good to be here.
So let's just start with what happened yesterday. Tell us how residents at Camp Resolution and also their supporters, how they're pushing back against a possible eviction.
Well, right. Yesterday, about two dozen camp residents and their advocates, they marched through the streets of downtown Sacramento. They arrived at City Hall. They held a press conference and they described their frustration with the city and its threat to terminate this unique first-of-its-kind lease agreement, an agreement that allows them both to live on city property and to run their own encampment. And for some context, this comes at a time when Sacramento and other cities across the state are dealing with a growing number of homeless encampments. Many have struggled to find solutions. You know, homeless shelters can be unpopular, sometimes expensive. Housing, as we know, is also expensive, and it can take years to build.
Well, let's get into housing. I mean, that really has become the sticking point for residents at Camp Resolution. What do they say about that?
Housing has become a really important topic. Residents and their supporters, they point to a line in their agreement with the city, a line that says the Camp Resolution lease would be renewed and continue until all residents have permanent housing. And supporters say 16 residents have been connected with housing, but dozens more are still waiting.
Chris, for those who are not familiar where the site is located, what does it look like? You've been out there.
Well, the camp sits on a partially paved property in North Sacramento on Colfax Street at Arden Way. About 50 or so residents live there in trailers donated by the city. There's a black metal fence that surrounds the property. There's also a gate that offers some security. It's a tight-knit group of residents, founded mainly by female unhoused residents. Many of them had previously lived in tents along the American River.
I'm curious, because the city of Sacramento signed this first-of-its-kind lease for the city, and now a year later, they are considering closing the camp. What is the rationale behind that?
Right. It's definitely a head-scratcher, I think, for residents and people watching this. But the city says it really comes down to soil contamination at the site. 2 years ago, a regional water quality control board granted a variance or exception allowing people to live at the property in vehicles as long as they were parked on the paved portion of the site. And the city says that variance expires on June 1st, and they want people out by that date. Initially, they even cited the date of May 16, which is today, but they pushed that back a bit.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, both camp residents and their supporters, they spoke at a press conference at City Hall. They marched through downtown Sacramento to City Hall to make their voices heard. Tell us about what some of the speakers and really what they had to say yesterday.
Well, one of the main speakers was Anthony Prince. He is the general counsel for the California Homeless Union and the Sacramento Homeless Union. He's advocated for the residents at Camp Resolution, and he filed a lawsuit yesterday on their behalf. We'll talk about that lawsuit a bit later, but first, here is some of what Prince had to say outside City Hall.
We're here to let the city of Sacramento know that it isn't just about Camp Resolution. Every day in America, every day in the state of California, every time you turn around, someone's getting evicted, somebody's losing their job, somebody's suffering a family medical emergency, which is causing them to fall into bankruptcy. You got people living in cars. You got people living in abandoned buildings. You got people on the street. Camp Resolution is a beacon of struggle. a beacon of hope, a beacon of organization. And if they think they're going to shut down that light, that bright light of hope, struggle, and organization, they got another thing coming.
So, who are we?
Okay, so that was Anthony Prince. He is an attorney, and he was speaking at the press conference yesterday outside of City Hall. But let's just dive into the lawsuit. What are the advocates for Camp Resolution trying to accomplish with this lawsuit?
Well, they're essentially trying to stop any eviction and also to make sure that this lease agreement continues. The lawsuit was filed by the Sacramento Homeless Union in Sacramento County Superior Court, and again, on behalf of the residents at the camp. It alleges the city of Sacramento has broken the terms of the lease by threatening to evict the camp residents. And it points out that the lease requires a reasonable period of time to fix or cure any problems that come up. And in this case, the problem pointed out by the city is that people are living on the unpaved portion of the camp, which exposes them to soil contamination. The homeless union disputes that, but also says a reasonable time should be given to fix that situation.
So how is the city responding to this lawsuit?
Well, city spokesperson Tim Swanson issued a written statement. I'll read part of it. He said, quote, "The city has attempted to work with the organizers of Camp Resolution numerous times and has offered them a new safe parking location, including moving them and the trailers to this new site." The city's statement went on to say, quote, "Unfortunately, the Sacramento Homeless Union has not been open to the city's repeated offers to collaborate and find solutions for the campers." And it concludes by saying, "The city finds the Sacramento Homeless Union's unwillingness to work together toward meaningful solutions to the issues at Camp Resolution both dispiriting and disappointing, and we will respond to their complaint once it has been received and reviewed."
Chris, this follows Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, as well as City Council Member Sean Tao. This is in his district. They both offered a plan for how to deal with Camp Resolution late last month. That wasn't that long ago. What did they propose?
Right. They suggested that the city should move the residents to a new site, potentially to Sacramento's new tiny home campus on Roseville Road, and then explore giving the Colfax property to an affordable housing developer who could build housing and give residents from the camp the first chance to live in the new units. Here is Steinberg from a couple weeks ago.
Councilmember Tao and I and the entire city are committed to making sure that the people who are living at Camp Resolution, that they have a safe and dignified place to live. That's number one. We're not closing anything without working with and caring for the people. At the same time, Camp Resolution has significant problems, namely people who don't belong there, camping outside, and some of the problems and hazards that that brings. And so we are working on what we believe will be a win-win-win with the residents. And a lot of work to do in detail, but here's the idea. We want to talk to them about moving temporarily indoors to a place with more help, more services, with electricity, different from how they're living now at Camp Resolution. And at the same time, consider turning that parcel on Colfax over to Safe Ground or another organization like it to actually build affordable housing.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with CAP Radio homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols about the latest on Camp Resolution, a city-sanctioned encampment in North Sacramento at risk of closure. Okay, Chris, you visited the camp last week. You also spoke with residents who call Camp Resolution home. They're at the center of this back and forth between the city. It also includes the county, which we'll dive into as well. How are they dealing with the looming threat of an eviction?
Well, it's a difficult situation for them. You know, when I spoke with them, there was definitely a mix of emotions. Some told me they're scared, that they're stressed. They feel betrayed and angry at the city for threatening to terminate this lease agreement that they worked for. There are some who remain optimistic that a deal will be worked out and allow them to stay. And, you know, remember, this all comes just a year after there was a lot of optimism and a lot of excitement at the camp, and really far beyond the camp, that this agreement allowing residents to run their own community could be a model for other encampments around Sacramento and around the state. I spoke with one of the founders of Camp Resolution, Sharon Jones. She told me residents don't want to leave the safety and community that they've created.
Do people have like a fallback place to go?
There is no fallback as far as I know. I haven't seen one or heard anybody talking about anywhere to go.
So if they do follow through on an eviction, what would that mean? What would that look like?
It's going to be 51 people out on the street. Add to the 1,200 that are already out there. It's just crazy, and just more and more people are being evicted, and the rents keep going up, and we're never ever going to be able to afford it.
Jones was among several Camp Resolution residents who marched to City Hall and spoke yesterday. She's taken a very active role showing up at city meetings and advocating for her neighbors. Back at the camp itself, I also spoke with resident Julie Mestis. She was even more blunt about how she's feeling and about what she says is at stake if residents are forced to leave.
I'm stressed out, I'm depressed, confused, and I don't want to leave here though, you know what I mean? I don't want to leave here. This is my safe zone. I feel comfortable here, better than out there in the street. There's a lot of killing out there. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, if we go out there. I'm scared to go out there.
What is it about this camp that makes you feel a little more safe?
Everybody looks out for each other. And we're safe, and it's gated closed. We know when somebody's coming in and somebody's going out. I watch everything, you know, for everybody out here. We all get along. We all look out for each other. And I think this is better than being out there in the street in a tent out there.
And Chris, expanding on what Julie just said, Camp Resolution is largely female residents, correct?
That's right. Largely female. Was founded by a group of female unhoused residents who had been living along the American River in tents and encampments.
Right, because when talking about this issue as well, about people experiencing homelessness, and when it's women with advocates as well as organizations, there is that increased fear of being unhoused and being female on the streets as well. I mean, Julie also talked about the promise of housing when she spoke with you. What did she have to say about that?
She did. She told me that the city has sent some staff to Camp Resolution to offer space in local homeless shelters, but very few have been connected to any kind of permanent housing.
So they talk about shelters, but not housing.
Shelters, and they want to put everybody in shelters. Why do we want to go to shelters? You guys promised housing.
But like temporary or transitional housing?
They were supposed to give us permanent housing. They said permanent housing we were supposed to get or shared housing. They haven't even did none of it. So I don't know what the hell's going on with these guys.
Okay, so this lease expires, I believe, in June, so we only have a couple of weeks. What happens next?
Well, the court process will have to play out. We're going to continue to monitor that, both at the courtroom and at City Hall, and of course over at Camp Resolution. We will be continuing as a newsroom to provide updates as they take place on this story.
All right, thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Vicki.
That is CAP Radio homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols sharing the latest on Camp Resolution. It's a city-sanctioned encampment in North Sacramento and is at risk of closure. Up next, a national monument in Napa and Mendocino counties has just been expanded to include a special ridge to tribes in the area. The Yochadehi Wintun Nation joins us with the significance of the Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument expansion. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.